Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that's GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. In this week's program, we're going to learn about a relatively new organization. This is called Americans for Choice and Competition in Agriculture. And I visited with Charles Larson, who is the executive director. We met at the American Seed Trade Association annual convention, which took place end of last week. I'm visiting here with Chuck Larson, and Chuck, I understand you're executive director for Americans for Choice and Competition in Agriculture. I'm just glad we've met here at this American Seed Trade Association convention, because I've been kind of curious about what you guys are doing, and this is going to be our opportunity to get to know you and learn more. So I guess, first of all, let's just start out with, tell me a little bit about yourself. For those who don't know you, and then we can get into what you're doing with the Ag Choice.
Absolutely, Chuck. I'm from Iowa and spent 14 years in the Iowa legislature, a year in Iraq with the United States Army. And while in the legislature, I focused on economic development. And when you're from Iowa, economic development means agriculture. And so I've spent years working to help grow, whether that be the cow-calf operations in Iowa, to incent bringing them back. And then in the fall of 2011, we launched Americans for Choice and Competition in Agriculture. We have over 3,000 members from across the country, ag leaders from a wide variety of states, whether that be corn or beef, whatnot, that all understand the great value of an event that's going to be coming down the pipeline very soon. In March of 2015, we're going to see the first seed trait come off patent. And so this is we're now moving into an area where we're going to see a change where public policy really hasn't caught up with science. And this is the first one's going to be Roundup Ready One that we're all familiar with. But over the next 5 to 10 years, every single seed company is going to be touched by this issue. And so we've been closely monitoring and working with the American Seed Trade Association and Bio. They're working on developing an accord to help bring the traits off patent, which we believe is very, very valuable. And what's at stake? If this is done properly and we can remove any barriers to prevent that trait from coming off patent, it's going to expand the number of researchers that will have access to the technology. They'll be able to use that technology, combine it with other traits to develop even more effective seeds for farmers across the country. And at the end of the day, this type of robust competition amongst the seed companies and researchers will develop even higher quality products and greater yields for today's farmers.
What's the motivation and the mission? I mean, you mentioned Asta and Bio, and I'm sure there's a lot of the companies are looking at this issue and stuff too. Where is it you're coming from organizationally and want to do?
Organizationally, we find that ag leaders across the country understand that something important is going to occur, but they don't understand what that pathway should look like to ensure that a trait coming off patent actually enters into the marketplace. Even though the patent may expire on that trait, if the researcher or the company does not have access to the regulatory data, which is needed for international export purposes, you really can't even use the trait. And so that's what's so important about the agreements being developed by Asta and Bio, is it will outline how a competing company or researcher would have access to the data, how much they would have to pay for it, whatnot. This is the critical component, because just because a patent expires on the trait doesn't mean that the regulatory data, which is confidential business information, has to be turned over. And if you don't have access to it, it takes 5 to 8 years to create, and in a sense, the trait would still be under patent.
So what are some of the things that you're doing in advance of, mm-hmm. of this happening?
We're working with great ag leaders from across the country. Ed Wiederstein in Iowa is the past president of the Iowa Farm Bureau. Brandon Honeycutt in Nebraska, as an example, is the current president of the Nebraska Corn Growers Association. And so we've been working to educate leaders around the country through earned media, radio interviews, mm-hmm. guest opinions that are published, social media, whatnot. In fact, next week on the 26th, we're having a social media event to further educate and reach out to ag leaders around the country.
Now, you mentioned the members that you have. What's involved in becoming a member?
Well, anybody can join, number one, and we'd love to have a representative from different parts of the country, and so we'd encourage everybody to get involved, and we can engage and work with them on Earn Media to help educate ag leaders in their community and their state. But they should visit www.agchoice.org and sign up, and then I can get in touch with them.
Okay. And I guess a question that always comes up looking at something relatively new is how are you supporting this effort? I mean, there's got to be, I assume, either sponsors or
sure.
something.
Sure. Well, we have 3,000 members from around the country, and so we have a wide variety of financial support.
Gotcha. Okay. So from that standpoint, if mm-hmm. somebody goes to the website to join, is there an opportunity for them there to contribute?
Yeah, absolutely, they can contribute.
Okay.
But we'd love to get them engaged, and I think most importantly from an educational perspective, to have their involvement and leadership in educating ag leaders that they work with.
All right. What else have we not talked about here that you would maybe want people to know or should know or would love them to take away from our interview?
Well, I think at the heart of the matter and why this counts, if you look at projected world population growth by 2050, as everyone knows, we're going to hit 9 billion citizens or 9 billion a global population of 9 billion. In order to feed that population, we literally have to double the production and output of agriculture since the dawn of agriculture until today. And so those are some very, very serious numbers. I believe fundamentally that this is the most important issue in front of agriculture today that will result in the greatest increases in yields and opportunities for the American farmer. So if we do this right, if we truly create a pathway to take some of the best traits that are coming off patent, ensure they're available once they're off patent for researchers to use to develop new seeds, we're going to create a very robust center of research, and the American farmer will be the beneficiary. We believe also that if you look at the pharmaceutical sector as an example, that could be a good pathway to bring a trade off patent. In the pharmaceutical sector, the first 5 years that a new drug is created, there's what they call data exclusivity, where no one has access to the information. After that five-year period, competing researchers can use the data, they can develop new medicines, they can develop a generic, they cannot commercialize it or bring it off patent, they cannot commercialize it and bring it onto the market until that patent expires. We believe similarly with seed traits that access should be given 2 to 3 years prior to the expiration of the patent, so researchers can develop new multi-trait seeds, and then once that patent expires, the new seed would roll out and the American farmer is the beneficiary.
It sounds like from the membership standpoint, things are going well. That's, you know, 3,000 seems to be a good sized number. How would you describe that? What are and kind of your goals? I mean, where do you see what you're doing going? Because we're, 3 years approximately here to go for this?
Correct. And we're going to continue to grow the organization. We're very focused now on growth in areas of the country where we still need outreach with ag leaders. So we do have members from every state in the country, which we're excited about. But I think you'll see Ag Choice continue to grow, and would encourage your listeners to take a moment and visit our site, and they can read some of the blog posts from the ag leaders around the country weighing in on this issue.
Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.